Hello to members of Faith Cumberland Presbyterian Church in America. This is Pastor Tony. Happy Resurrection Day to you and your families. Last year this time, none of us could have imagined we would be where we are today. We celebrate Easter, not with embrace of fellowship and worship, but we do so being physically separated, but we are united in spirit. Today's message is an important one, and one I won't try to capsulize, but instead I want to expound on the impact I think Christ's resurrection should have in our lives today. If Easter is nothing more than a commercial holiday or a historical event, then you will gain little from this message or from God. We celebrated Easter last year. What are your spiritual gains since then? What spiritual victories is on your account in God's book of life? Are you investing your time and talents in the building of God's kingdom in the earth? This is what Easter is about. How much of a priority is the risen Christ in your daily life? Given what Christ has done in your life since last Easter, are you adequately invested in the life of Christ today? These questions are answered, I think, by women who invested themselves to be in Jesus' life. Our scripture lesson this morning is a familiar one. It is found in Matthew 28, verses 1 through 15. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he saith. Come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, All hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. And then Jesus said unto them, Be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Jerusalem, and there shall they see me. Amen. Let's consider this subject for our Easter meditation, standing in the empty tomb. If Jesus did not rise from the dead, how do you explain his empty tomb? If Jesus did rise from the grave, what spiritual changes have you made in your life to identify with Jesus? Jesus began his ministry while the Jews were living in a state of apostasy. The world was ripe for salvation. Rejected by his own people at the outset, Jesus plows ahead with his divine mission of redemption. Scripture tells us of the awful situation Jesus is facing. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was on him. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed. He was afflicted. He opened not his mouth. He was brought as a lamb to the slaughter. What an awful situation to find yourself when you are called by God to be the Savior of the world. Jesus' ministry is not one of pompous applause, being met with open arms and love of the people. The religious order of the day hated Jesus from the start. From the start, the devil tries to tempt Jesus. The devil knows the gravity of Jesus' ministry. The devil knows Jesus will ultimately rule the nations in the earth. And the devil knows his doom approaches, so he tries to destroy Jesus first. We find here that Jesus is a man of sorrow and grief. How many people would give up the ministry if they had to bear the weight of sins for the entire world? Jesus knows pain. No matter how bad life has ever been for you, your suffering will never equal to the intensity to that which Jesus suffered. However bad this C virus gets before it gets better, it is nothing compared to what Jesus faced to save the entire world. To save you, Jesus had to endure temptation, suffering, humiliation, false charges, illegal trials, and finally the excruciating death on the cross. Jesus' resurrection secures our salvation. If there was no resurrection, as the Jewish leaders claim, then we are still condemned. How do you explain Jesus' empty tomb? Do you believe Jesus rose from the dead? Does your daily living bear the marks of your belief? Here is the good news and the bad news about the empty tomb. The good news is Jesus truly got up and left the grave. His rising is a down payment, a guarantee to those who believe in him will be resurrected after the first death. The bad news is the devil loses big. Not only does the devil fail to hold Jesus in the grave, Jesus' resurrection is the devil's death warrant. The devil and death itself will ultimately be cast into the lake of fire. In our text, we see the reaction to Jesus' resurrection by a few faithful women. These women, including Mary Magdalene, were subjects of Jesus' ministry and healing. Each one needed help when they were burdened down by the issues of life, as we are today when Jesus delivered them. These women were grieving for Jesus. These women gave up everything after being saved and wanted to serve Jesus in response. As they reached the tomb, they had no idea Jesus had already risen. These women teach us about persevering in the troubles of life, even in death. If we follow their example, we will experience the power of Jesus' resurrection in our daily life. As we contend with the threat of this C virus, we find ourselves in a faith crisis. Just as these faithful women had to make a decision whether to believe or not that Jesus arose, we too must make a decision to trust Jesus' resurrection to see us through. Just simply saying, "Yes, I believe Jesus arose," is not enough to endure our crisis. Faith requires action on our part. These faithful women weren't told to go home and enjoy their good fortune because Jesus was alive. The angel gave these women works of faith to do in the midst of their fear. What reaction does God expect from you in this pandemic crisis? The women's reaction to the death of Jesus and news of his resurrection mirrors what believers should do when they are threatened by a crisis of faith. How these women responded to the empty tomb is the kind of response needed in our pandemic crisis. So what are these faithful women teaching us about responding to our life crisis? The first thing these faithful women teach us about responding to our life crisis is that we are to pursue Christ early while he can be found. In doing so, your life is to be living proof Christ arose and left the tomb, and he now is dwelling in you. Your life now bears the mark of Christ aiding you in your life issues. Then there will be no denying the reality of Christ having arisen from the grave. The women loved Jesus, so getting up early Sunday at dawn was not a sacrifice. We read in Mark's gospel, the women were worried about the huge stone that blocked the door to get inside Jesus' tomb. But that didn't matter. The women still set out to be with Jesus. Because Jesus died on Friday, these women hadn't finished properly preparing Jesus' body for burial before the start of the Sabbath. These women were determined to finish the work they were obligated to do. But how could they if the tomb was blocked? The tombstone didn't block the women from trying to get to Jesus. When you are drowning in despair, loneliness, rejection, or even a deadly virus, drop whatever you're doing and make haste to Jesus. There should be no higher priority than reaching Jesus in the time of need. And because Mary Magdalene and the others set out to render one last work of love, I don't believe Jesus would have let them live their remaining days in grief. In their problems, believers often wait until every human effort has failed before they run to Jesus. We are to seek and hope in Jesus early in our crisis, and him alone. Why is Jesus the last resort and not the first? Because we have not totally let go of the world. The truth is, many of our problems came about because of our own wrongdoing. What will it take for us to take God seriously? God demands our obedience, reverence, worship, and praise. The Bible tells us plainly, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So I ask you, what does the world reap when there is little fear of God? What will life become when Christ is no longer a priority? What do we reap when our ambitions take priority over Christ? You see, Jesus died for a world gone mad in wickedness. Consider your crisis a moment in time that you are standing in the empty tomb. The fact that the tomb is empty implies that we are not to live in a place where death dwells, because Christ is the Lord of life. The Bible is speaking to us now while the coronavirus tries to strangle the life out of us. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon us. The second thing these faithful women teach us about responding to our life crisis is that we are to pursue Christ in obedience. We are to diligently press on beyond every obstacle toward the prize of Christ. The empty tomb is proof Christ defeated death, temptations, and every obstacle you will ever face. But avoid distractions that tempt you to turn from honestly pursuing Christ. Mary Magdalene and the others were already moving toward Christ in spite of their obstacles, not by combined might, but rather by persevering. They simply pressed on to get to Jesus in spite of the tombstone. But what if the women thought it was a waste of time to go? Having pressed on, the women found the tomb removed. Could it be that God knew they were coming? The angel was there to tell them, Jesus is not here. They are told to go tell the disciples. After leaving the tomb and obeying the angel, only did Jesus meet them. When you truly seek Jesus, rest assured, it will be Jesus who will find you and minister to your needs. Jesus empowers you to be the living witness to his resurrection. The women were given marching orders to do the work of God. Today, believers have the same orders to tell the good news. How would God's work get done if we permit obstacles to stop us? Who else has God given the charge to tell the world Jesus has arisen? We face many challenges in pursuing Christ. Obedience enables us to overcome obstacles. On the other hand, disobedience cripples us and brings fear, doubt, and failure in our pursuit of Christ. Even the smallest obstacle is enough to hinder us from moving toward Christ. Obedience to God should be the highest priority in life. Otherwise, the devil will gain a foothold in our life and keep us from truly following Jesus. What is Jesus commanding you to do? Have you obeyed? If not, why not? When life problems persist, follow the example of these faithful women and press on anyhow to the prize of Christ. Press on to Christ through the obstacles of feelings. You know feelings are incompatible with faith. Press on to Christ through the obstacles of shortcomings. Press on to Christ through the obstacles of pain and suffering. Press on to Christ even when a global virus threatens your life. Life problems compel us to take another look into the empty tomb. We need reminding sometime Jesus conquered all things so that we can walk daily in victory. Press on to Jesus in spite of the tombstones trying to block your joy in Christ. Will you walk in resurrection power to conquer every temptation, pain, sickness, or virus? Jesus left the tomb, and we are to leave the tomb too and walk in the newness of life. Father God, may our prayer ever be, where Jesus leads, I will follow. The third thing these faithful women teach us about responding to our life crisis is that we are to pursue Christ, share the good news to family, friends, and enemies alike. Sinners too must know Christ arose from the grave, victorious over death, to free them from the penalty of sin. By your efforts, many will hear Christ. Beware, however, the devil aims to shut you down. The decision to deny Jesus rising from the grave was already made by the time these faithful women reached the tomb that Sunday morning. This flat-out denial of divine truth of the resurrection came from Jesus' own countrymen, the religious order of Israel. The elders and chief priests were bitter enemies of Jesus. They coerced the Romans to seal Jesus' tomb to keep the disciples from stealing Jesus' body and from making a bogus claim of resurrection. But this is the very lie the priest declared for explaining the empty tomb. As the women went to go tell the disciples about Jesus' resurrection, they were already being opposed by a lie the devil propagated among the people. As believers obey Jesus in exercising the Great Commission today, remember what Jesus told his disciples. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. When believers go tell the lost neighbors of the good news, they are met with defiance. Believers are like sheep fed to a pack of wolves for slaughter. Jesus warned his disciples they are ministering among devils. Today, the ungodly arrogantly reject the gospel of Jesus. As this world pandemic persists, the devil hopes believers are destroyed while the world burns. The devil labors to increase wickedness, knowing God's anger will be kindled. The devil is waiting for God to destroy his own creation with holy wrath. But standing in the empty tomb shows that God's anger was only for a season. Believers gladly leave the empty tomb to tell the news of Jesus' resurrection. Now, the devil is seething with anger toward God and believers. So, the devil will try to use any means to kill you, even with a virus. But God has the last word on your life. Besides, God has already ordained how you are to leave this world. Nothing the devil can do can change that. The devil fiercely attacks the ministry of God because he is haunted by the empty tomb. First, he failed to destroy Jesus in the grave. Second, the devil failed to fully corrupt the truth of Jesus' resurrection. The devil is now sulking because the resurrection saves us from the wrath of God. Not only did the devil fail to destroy Jesus, the devil will fail to bring the whole world to doom. Even the ungodly are escaping judgment by believing Jesus died for sins and rose from the dead. My friends, the resurrection story must be told at all costs, for eternal life hangs in the balance for many. In conclusion, Easter is the solution to our pandemic. As you are standing in the empty tomb, be convinced that Jesus arose and no longer resides among the dead. You are to follow Jesus out of the tomb. And as you do, by faith, you are made alive by the Spirit of Christ. Respond to this pandemic by cutting all worldly ties so you can truly pursue Jesus. In doing so, you will realize resurrection power is your daily companion in a time when we are just a breath away from literally being in the presence of Almighty God. But Jesus needs you in the land of the living. Too many people have yet heard the news that Jesus' tomb is empty. Many people have yet to believe Jesus is the power of salvation. Many people honor Easter but fail to confess Jesus as Lord. Jesus needs your testimony. My friends, something more vital than our physical life is at stake. People take precautions to preserve their physical life but entirely ignore the gravity of their spiritual life. Not having Jesus as your Savior is more deadly than a virus manufactured by human hands. Know this, the coronavirus is a product of sin. The blood of Jesus is the only antidote to sin from which every virus comes. You must believe that Jesus died for your sin and arose from the grave. By faith, the blood of Jesus washes you from sin and all its effects. Come out of the empty tomb. You are alive. So diligently follow Christ. In doing so, you will have the chance to declare, Jesus arose. When people want to know where they can find the risen Christ, your reply should be, Christ lives in me. Pass on these words to all that crosses your path. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. God bless you all.